Hello, thank you for tuning in. You are listening to the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show. For network or show information, visit biteradio.me or call 843-808-0777. And now, the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show.
Good day, everyone, and thank you for joining us for this edition of the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show. Today, my special guest is Tanya Zibinski, and we will be talking about her new book, Peace, Love, Action, Everyday Acts of Goodness from A to Z. Peace, Love, Action is an illustrated, illuminated A to Z of everyday actions that directly make a peaceful, fun, and vibrant world. With original artworks bringing each action to life, seeming small deeds can really add up. Illustrated by Tanya Zibinski in her characteristic earthy style, each action comes with an inspirational mini-bio of a real hero who exemplifies that action and follows with a set of what you can do prompts. Tanya views life as the ultimate artwork and aspires to live an artful, heartful, and mindful life. For more information about the book, you can visit peaceloveaction.com. And to look at Tanya's wonderful artwork, you can visit her website, which is tanyazibinski.com. With that, I'd like to welcome Tanya to the show. Good day, Tanya.
Good day, Robert.
Well, I am, like I said just before we came on, I've been enjoying looking at your artwork. I think the earthy description that it was in the introduction is like spot on with it. And so anyway, it's just wonderful artwork.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. And thanks for having me on your show.
It's my pleasure. So let's talk about, the book, Peace, Love, Action. What's the book about?
Okay. So it's about a vision of, the peaceful, loving, thriving world that works for all. And it's about people who not only hold that vision, but they move towards creating it. And it's about finding ways that we, the readers, all of us can use our gifts and our challenges, our life experiences to evolve in the direction of that vision, to evolve ourselves and our community and our planet, towards that peaceful, loving, thriving world.
Yeah. So, let's see, there are two topics I want to kind of get to. One of them is that... the idea, how did the idea of that, let me just start with this. In the beginning of your book, in your introduction, you talk about a peaceful activist. And in your book, A to Z, you have those, as I mentioned in the intro, mini bios of people who would fit that description. So, and when you first think of activist, I think most people would, come up with the word peaceful real quick when it comes to that word. So can you tell us exactly what, in your view, a peaceful activist is?
Peaceful, meaning they don't use violence to accomplish their goal.
Mm-hmm.
And act like they're working towards peace. So, people who choose love over fear and forgiveness over hatred and, nonviolence over revenge. So all those things, not only are they working towards peace, but they're using peaceful actions to get where they want to go.
Yeah. And as I was going through and reading the A to Z aspect and the people that you chose for them, so many of them stick right out. And, people when they start reading the book will immediately recognize, you know, that kind of the kind of person that you had behind it. So how did you decide A to Z and come up with the descriptors, the particular, what each letter stood for?
Okay. Well, before a publisher chose to publish my book, it was not A to Z. It was a whole mixture of actions. And then when my publisher saw it, they asked if I would make it an A to Z, or if they wanted me to make it an A to Z. And
right. Mm-hmm.
So it was a challenge. I mean, it's a nice template to have, but it was a big challenge because, for instance, I had 7 actions that started with the letter C. So I had to change a good half of the book to make it fit into that A to Z. And some of the letters, you know, we stretched, like the Z is do it with zest. And that's where the A to Z came from. And then, what was your other question? Sorry.
Well, that was it. And then the selection of the mini bio. Like, for example, when you said C, you had a lot for C. Well, you know, you chose C for conserve, and you selected John Muir. So, I mean, anybody, you look at conserve and John Muir, it's like that's a perfect lineup. So how did you, she obviously just created the word association and then looked for those peaceful activists whose bios would fit that. So how about that process? How did you go about finding?
Well, on my studio wall, I put up the letters A to Z. And the ones that I already had, well, for instance, like I said, the C, I had 7 of them. So I lined them up all under the C. And then I thought, well, what other word can mean the same thing? And it was kind of like doing a puzzle because, you know, I moved different words around and changed them. And some I just got rid of and made new ones. And sometimes the person came, like there was a person who I really wanted to use, and so I came up with a lot of words that they could stand for. So, you know, I worked it from both angles.
For listeners out there who, you know, may want to do that kind of thing, you see, that's kind of process, you know, inside kind of, you know, ways of going about, you know, pulling it together, that I think people would appreciate, you know, to recognize that it's quite an effort to go through that.
It is. And for me, it was so much fun, especially because, well, my spring, summer, fall is super busy, and then winter is my time I get to take a breath. So the timing lined up for this, that I could work on it during the winter and focus almost all my attention on it. And so I'd go to sleep thinking about it and wake up thinking about it and, you know, go through the day working on it. And it got to have a momentum, and it was really gratifying to see it take shape.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Yeah. Yeah, you're up there in the Northeast. So winter, they're, you know, staying inside and writing away is it's very conducive to writing, you know, to be able to do that. So now.
Oh, and I have to say, too, before I go on, I chose all the peaceful activists and wrote their bios, stepping back from it all, I could see that there were a lot of traits that all the peaceful activists shared, or a lot of them shared. And one of those traits is that they had a support system or a mentor, or, you know, they didn't do it alone. And the same is true for me, both, you know, with my I have a great agent, a publisher, and with the publishing company there, I had an editor, an art director, a book designer, and now publicist. And also, well, I came from a very nurturing family, and my husband is very helpful and supportive, and he also helped me the whole way through this book and was a big part of making it. So I want to give credit.
Well, that's great. We know, and it does, you know, whenever you're pulling that together, I mean, it does take, you know, quite a bit. And I think as people jump into the process of writing a book and then having it published and put out there and all the supporting activities, you know, you can appreciate the fact that it takes many talents and you know, and some good people to be surrounded with to make that happen.
Yeah, you have a book yourself, is that right?
That's true. Yes, I actually have 3 books, but they're all self-published, you know. But yeah, the last one was stories, real stories of caregivers, and it's the heart and soul of caring, and you know, it's just the things that they learned from that particular process. And now I have one called "It's No Secret: Spirituality Bites." You know, my acronym for my show is BITE. So, in that one, I talk about different guests that I've had on the show and the things I've learned from them, and then different actions that people can take after each chapter, which is very similar, you know, to what
wow,
you have.
Wow, that's a big crossover, yeah.
Yeah. So, but we'll talk about. So, out of pulling all of those together, can you just, for the listener, share with us like one letter, you know, that being what the letter stood for, the person's story, maybe one that really, maybe either that you really enjoyed, maybe surprised you, or there was something that you're really happy to have included. You said there was something that you really wanted to include. Can you just tell the listeners a little bit about that? And then, again, at the end of each of the biographies, you have a what you can do. So let's kind of go through one of those just so that they can envision what the other 25 would be.
Okay. Let's see. Which one to choose? Okay. The very first one I did is P is for plant, and the peaceful activist who represents that action is Wangari Maathai. She started the Green Belt Movement in Kenya. She mobilized over, well, thousands of women to plant millions of trees. And it answered both an environmental problem of desertification, and it also answered a social problem for women, because most of them didn't have paid work and they didn't have high status or much control. And so by giving women paid work, it gave them back more control, and they were able to, you know, use the money they earned to put towards their families, and it lifted them up in society. Should I read it, do you think?
So, yeah, well, I was going to say, so that was P is for plant. Now, and I could see where story, you know, I mean, that's like that's just an empowering story, empowers the women as well as the planet. So in that particular one, would actions be in that realm of planting, taking it on yourself?
Oh, okay,
and doing?
I see. So following the biography in the little What You Can Do page, a couple of suggestions are: plant a peace garden, a butterfly garden, a vegetable garden, or it also, you can grow things indoors too. You can sprout sprouts, which all you need is a jar and wheat berries, or any kind of little seeds. what else? Just things like doing taking the temperature on a hot day in the to see what it is in the full sun and to see what it is under the shade of a tree. And there's usually a big difference. And it says that one tree can do the job of 5 air conditioners. So it has ideas of things you can do and also little fun facts.
Great. Well, that's good. That's a thanks. That was one of the examples. You know, that was what I kind of, so that the listeners then can go through and, you know, find the, you know, the other ones themselves. So now, one of the things that when I was reading in the introduction about, you know, that peaceful activist aspect, one of the things it talks about is peace not being really a goal, more than it is an everyday kind of activity or opportunity. So, when I read that, I just thought it was real interesting because so many times we think that we have to work toward peace instead of be peace. Isn't that kind of the idea of?
Yeah, I mean, as a kid, I imagined when I grew older that I would, you know, join the Peace Corps or do something, in a third world country, helping people. And I didn't think of being a peaceful activist as something I could do right here and now. And although, you know, I still encourage people to step out of their mm-hmm. routine and, you know, join an organization or a movement working for something, instead of only going outside of what you're already doing, you can also just add mindfulness to whatever you already are doing. So it's, you can come at it from both angles.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we're about halfway through here, so I want to take just a quick break. I do want to invite listeners, if you want to call in and ask any questions of Tanya, you can call in at 619-789-4359. And those listening live in the chat room, if you have any questions, feel free to pose them. And we'll be right back in about 90 seconds.
Hello, this is Robert Sharp. I want to thank you for joining us and hope that you are enjoying today's show. Just a reminder that we have a wealth of information and resources available on our website, biteradio.me. There is a calendar of upcoming shows, along with an archive link that will give you access to more than 1,400 shows we have had over the past 9 years. Also on the site is a link to the products and services we provide: books, photography, a wellness store, and self-publishing assistance. Our show is a free podcast on iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. And you can subscribe for free on any of those platforms by using the links on our website homepage. We are on many social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, etc. And we also have buttons to those platforms at the top of our homepage. Our website, biteradio.me, has much for you to explore and enjoy. I also very much appreciate you supporting our guests, and especially today's guest. And now, back to the show.
Okay, everyone, thank you for staying with us. Again, just want to remind everybody, we recently added Spotify and Google Play to our distribution points, and just got a notice that Spotify, that Germany is now number 2 on Spotify, so thank you folks for listening via that platform. So today, our special guest is Tanya Zabinski, and we're talking about her book, Peace, Love, Action, Everyday Acts of Goodness from A to Z. And you can find out more about the book by visiting the website, which is peaceloveaction.com. And you can also see more about Tanya and her artwork or portfolio by visiting TanyaZibinski.com. So with that, we're back. Tanya?
Hello, Robert.
Hello. Okay. So one of the main components, one of the big parts, it's like really unique, is your illustrations, the artwork that you included. So can you tell us the process of what you went through to include those?
Okay. Well, my the thing I like to do with art is capture the essence of something. So P is for Plant, that's the first one I did of the book. And I had just read Wangari Maathai's autobiography, and I felt like, yeah, putting it into a gesture would show the action of planting. So the picture, that particular picture, shows an adult's hands next to a child's hands planting a seedling. And what I do is I paint on acetate, and then I can scratch off. When I do the scratching, it makes it look like woodblock. And what I'm making, it's called like a film positive, and then I make a photo silk screen with that, and I silk screen print the final image, adding colors as I go. So that's how I do the artwork. It's much easier to show than explain, but it's a silk screen printing process.
Wow. Well, that, to me, that's just amazing. I mean, that's no simple task. It's really beautiful artwork. And I think when you said simple, I think that's that, and it's a very, the images are simple, but they just really convey, the basic element of what you're illustrating. So now, also, you were asked to do portraits of each of the people that are in under each letter?
Yes. When I originally submitted my book to the publisher, I had photos of all the peaceful activists, and that was another change my publisher wanted, was for me to draw the portraits. And that's never been my forte, to capture likeness. So I told them, it's not my forte, so I really don't feel comfortable doing that. But they were very insistent. And I really, really, I've been wanting all my life to get a book published, so I attempted. And I keep going back to Wangari Maathai because she's the first one I did, both with the full-page illustration and with the portrait, too. She and Thich Nhat Hanh, the Vietnamese monk, I did their portraits first. And after I read Wangari's book, I've never met her, and she's not alive anymore, but after reading her writing, I felt like I knew her. I felt like she was a sister, and I loved her, and she just seemed so earnest and sincere. And so as I was working on her, I just brought up those feelings, and I put them into the artwork. And I showed my husband and my agent, and they said, well, maybe tweak this or tweak that. So I tweaked this and that, and then it did end up looking like her. So then I felt confident I could go ahead and do the rest of them.
One down, 25 to go. Well, that's wonderful. And it's nice to have our have yourself stretched artistically, as far as what you're able to do, and I think that it's just wonderful illustration. Now, what would you say is the target market, or who would? I really think everybody would, but I mean, is you know, who, who would you say are the people who would really enjoy that most?
Yeah. Well, my original writings I had for really, you know, adults. And when my publisher saw it, they wanted to gear it towards young people. So it has a kind of slant towards young people. And I've had several schools take it and adopt it already for their curriculum. Adults who see it also resonate with it. So it is a kind of all age book.
Yeah.
It resonates with many ages. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, and it, you know, before you even said the schools, that was kind of popped into my head because, you know, the YA, the young adult, you know, segment is in real need of some positive kind of role model. You know, and I think the young, you know, the generation right now are really, you know, the activism is a big thing. You know, I mean, you're seeing more and more youthful activists making an impact. And I think that they're looking for a way to have that activism, but if you can provide examples of peaceful activism, I think that would just go so much farther in being able to help them accomplish those goals.
Yeah, there's so many strong shoulders to stand on. And, yeah, whether you're older or younger, it always helps to, learn from those who came before.
Yeah, exactly. So now, what do you have a particular vision for this book? I mean, is there, what do you see beyond this book?
Well, I have had some exhibits with it, with the original artworks. Actually, there's one up now at Guilford College in Greensboro, North Carolina. And I met with art students and also students in social sciences and shared with them, my process and the vision and the making of it and my life as an artist. And, I guess the more that schools, well, then another school in Greensboro, it's called the Experiential School of Greensboro. It's an elementary school, and they're right in downtown. And their philosophy is, instead of just staying within the four walls of the school, to use the city as their classroom. They're using this book. They read a biography a week and then go out and try to take something from the What You Can Do section. So, for instance, G is for Go Local. I have Alice Waters representing it. And she started the Edible Schoolyard and advocates for seasonal, organic, local, fresh, tasty food to be available to all people. And she started a program where schools can grow their own gardens, and it's part of the curriculum of the classroom in all their different subjects. And then they grow and harvest and prepare and eat the food. And where was I going?
I was going to say when you said they did one per week, that was also one of the things as I was thinking before we came on air, is like, you know, the idea of it being 26, you know, letters 26 weeks, that's 6 months, that a person could go through the alphabet twice, you know, a year, but spend a week focusing on each of those, you know, and that I think if you spend a whole week focusing on, breathe, you know, breathing. B was for breathing. A was for attention, correct?
Appreciate.
Or, yeah. appreciate. Shoot. Boy, yeah. So, yeah, spending a week at that, that would be a wonderful way to make a new practice. You know, I mean, because, you know, the idea of the positive the positive aspect, you know, and focusing on things that do positively, that if you do it for a full week, you're more apt to, you know, have it ingrained, you know, into your being. You know? So anyway, I was just thinking that would be a good program for people to use. And for parents, to get their kids all primed for the positive.
Yeah, and actually circling back, I remember where I was going with the Alice Waters thing, because the experiential school then with Gia's for Go Local, this was still the fall, so they went to farmer's market. Are you still there?
Yeah, uh-huh, yep. Hello?
Yeah, so
yeah, okay.
They went to a farmer's market that was near their school, just as one of the what you can do things to connect with the local farmers.
There's just so much, you know, especially with a school like that you can do. So now, one of the things I also noticed is that you have another website called Planet Love Designs. and that's kind of like your marketplace, I would think. That's what I would call it.
Well, that's how my husband and I make our living. We have our own business. I make artwork. We silkscreen print it on clothing, and we sell it at craft shows, music festivals, online, and like at a boutique in Buffalo. So that's how we make most of our living at the present moment.
Yeah. Well, you know, I wanted to make sure to point that out. Again, it's planetlovedesigns.com. You have some beautiful, now all of that is your original artwork, correct?
It is, yes.
Okay. Well, anyway, so people can, you know, right for the holidays. This is a great time to go green and help a small business. So, Tanya, I really enjoyed speaking with you. Now, if people want to get in touch with you, are you on social media?
We have Peace Love Action on Facebook and on Instagram.
Great. Okay. So people can join you there, and I'm sure get in connected. And I want to thank you for your time today.
And thank you so much, Robert. I really appreciate it, and I hope you have a great holiday.
Thank you. You as well. Again, everyone, today my very special guest has been Tanya Zabinski. We've been talking about her new book, Peace, Love, Action, Everyday Acts of Goodness from A to Z. You can find out more by visiting that website, which is peaceloveaction.com. You can find out more about Tanya's art portfolio, by visiting tanyazabinski.com. And everyone, I want to thank you for joining us for this edition of the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show. And until we meet again.
Thank you for tuning in. You've been listening to the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show. Remember, our show is available as a free podcast from Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, TuneIn, and iHeartRadio. To follow our show, visit our homepage at byteradio.me and select the platform you use most. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at byteradio.me. Until we meet again, remember to be a bright light by bringing inspiration to your world and to the lives of those you touch.